I sit upon my throne of polished black marble, giving knight's orders, my voice a garble. The white marble floor polished to perfection. In my pristine kingdom here, there can be no election. Few call me a tyrant, the ones that do disappear. I wonder if anything can be so clear. I am my kingdom's brightest wolf, my blackened armor, my chain coif. I strut down the red carpet, I only see what I wish, as the cook brings out my latest dish. I have my wife sample it, for if it is poison she can spit. My ruthless efficiency, no one can depend on me. I am he which no sword strikes, the heads of my enemies rot on spikes. Few can see the lonely king, trumpets sound over war's din. Califrax does not spit this day, I wish and hope, hope and pray. I've seen the look in her eye, to me I know she does despise. My son grows older as I grow colder. I know one day I will have to scold her. I move between my son and wife, taking out my dartlet knife. In my kingdom there can be no strife, a demon I call him as I take his life. Califrax in anger, she will not obey, I have no place for prisoners today. But my men, my puppets, do not move to aid me, they are ready to betray me. Throughout this ordeal one thing has kept me sane, my utterly incomprehensible disdain. You see, my son was too soft to rule in my stead, but his mother, for whom I have filled visions of red, will keep the empire alive long after I'm dead. I grow old and weak, no passion for the tithe, too much a coward to take my own life. I formulated a plan, you see, for the future of my realm. I will split the empire one last time, I shall wear my battle helm. As I dive into battle with my wife once more, knowing it will cost my life at war, I enter the forest of the lost to find out if it is worth the full cost.